Temperature KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of drizzle overnight will drop down to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, areas of drizzle. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 41. Tomorrow night, slight chance of freezing drizzle will drop down to 20. And Friday, blend of clouds and sun at 32 degrees. Currently, it's 37.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Organization for Competitive Markets has filed a lawsuit against USDA over the withdrawal of the interim final rule, which was an update to the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921. The OCM sees the rule as protection for family farmers and ranchers in sales of live animals to meat and poultry processors. The interim final rule was known as the Fair Farmer Practice Rule, which is a set of regulations the processing industry widely opposed. The lawsuit seeks to reinstate the interim final rule. In a release, OCM says those rules prohibit major meat and poultry producers who contract with farmers from engaging in unfair and deceptive practices. The group also says the rule would have allowed farmers and ranchers to hold businesses accountable for practices like retaliation, bad faith cancellation of contracts, or attempting to force farmers out of the market. The Organization for Competitive Markets filed the suit as a petition for relief in the Eighth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals. Four Republican governors met with Vice President Pence last week to discuss their concerns about the NAFTA negotiations. The governors wanted to talk about their serious concerns regarding proposed changes to the agreement that they say could affect manufacturing jobs in their states. The meeting included Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Rick Snyder of Michigan, Bill Holcim of Tennessee, and Asa Hutchison of Arkansas. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer were also in attendance. Hutchison wants the U.S. to make sure it doesn't harm agriculture and global trade while it updates NAFTA. He said he respects the position they have, but his message is that they must be able to access North American markets unimpeded by trade barriers. Reliable and relevant were AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas officials say one of the state's mental hospitals has regained federal certification for one of its housing units. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services confirmed that the Osawatomie State Hospital has passed its second federal inspection within 4 months. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services decision in December of 2015 to revoke the hospital's certification costs Kansas up to $1 million a month in federal funds. Governor Brownback has declared January January as Kansas Human Trafficking Awareness Month with a proclamation that he signed at the State House. Human trafficking has been a signature issue for Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, who said the state served more than 420 trafficking victims with services last fiscal year. Schmidt said that Kansas's location as a central state makes it susceptible to human trafficking. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, trailers, mowers, livestock equipment, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 250 items without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, December 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Authorities have found a woman's body in Kansas City, Missouri, while searching for a missing 18-year-old, and they say a person of interest in her disappearance has killed himself. Kansas City police say a tip led officers to a wooded area where a woman's body was found. Police are trying to determine if it's Michaela Norris of Overland Park, Kansas. She was last seen on Sunday. Police say the person of interest in the case was found dead last night in Liberty, Missouri. Topeka police say they have arrested a 21-year-old suspect in the 2015 drive-by shooting that killed a 5-year-old girl. The victim, Lily Mae Coates Nichols, was sitting in the backseat of a car in Topeka in July of 2015 when shots were fired and a bullet struck her. Topeka police say the suspect was booked into the Shawnee County Jail yesterday, facing possible charges of first-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. The Kansas Department of Revenue restored the driver's license and ID services statewide after experiencing a technical malfunction with imaging software yesterday. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A state agency has cast more uncertainty and likely more delay and expense into whether TransCanada has a route for its Keystone XL pipeline across Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports on a 5-0 vote, the Nebraska Public Service Commission denied motions made by both TransCanada and a group of pipeline opponents that sought to clarify whether the Canadian pipeline firm had won approval for a route across Nebraska last month. The legislature's Special Oversight Committee on Nebraska's justice system has recommended that the state begin to plan for a prison overcrowding emergency that could lead to paroling a large number of inmates. The committee says the average daily population of the state's prison exceeded 155% as of October 20th. Prisons designed to hold about 3,400 inmates held on an average about 5,300 inmates this year. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout, you're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers, from the city's edge to the county line, are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Reporting morning local news. I'm Bruce Dierking. A $1.6 million addition to the elementary school at Seneca was approved by USD 115 Board of Education recently. Three additional classrooms will be added to accommodate current and future space needs. It will be funded through capital outlay funds. $270,000 was also approved for addition of a greenhouse that will be attached to the high school to accommodate the new FFA VAG program, which is being implemented. Located west of the tech area, it will be funded primarily through donations. The USD 115 School Board also recognized two longtime board members who are leaving. Gene Plackey will be replaced by John Dieters, and Eileen Enneking will be replaced by Joe Wrights, who moved within the district. The shift will leave vacant position 3, Wrights had filled, which will be filled by appointment. Washington County Authority were dispatched to Hanover Schools last Friday for a report of a burglary and theft. On Sunday, officers were dispatched to Hanover for a report of a suspicious vehicle. As a result, Jason Wassenberg and Shelby Fredericks, both of Marysville, were arrested on pending charges of burglary, theft, and trespassing. The two are currently being held at the Washington County Jail. Fire calls went out in Washington County December 11th, just west of Hanover, for a grass fire. Lynn Palmer and Washington departments, December 12th, answered a fire at Lynn Polston Pipe. Hanover firemen were dispatched on December 15th to 307 North Burn for a report of a stove on fire. And December 16th, Washington Fire Department answered a call for a baler on fire in the 1800 block of 15th Road. Supervisor of the Seneca Area Subdivision for the Kansas Department of Transportation, Gary Kramer, has retired after a 33-year career with the agency. He was responsible for highway maintenance and snow removal for state highways in Nemaha, as well as parts of adjacent counties in Marshall and Brown County in northeast Kansas. Marysville City Brush Dump site will be closing Saturday, December 23rd. It will be their final day open 1 to 5, weather permitting, and they will be closed after that for the winter. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the first half property taxes are due Wednesday, December 20th. The Treasurer's Office is open daily 8:30 until 5. They'll also accept payments at the banks in Marshall County through December 20th. Or your postmark by December 20th is also valid for property tax payment. Harlow E. Pliggy, age 83, of Holmes City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Harlow Pliggy. Janice Haas, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janice Haas.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
As your families gather for the holidays, let Our Family Grocery say thank you for returning the favor of your patronage with a 15% store-wide discount this Wednesday through Saturday. We have lots of sale items on our holiday favorites as well. Some exclusions apply, including sale items, beer, cigarettes, and lottery. 15% off through Saturday at Our Family Grocery in Marysville. Open daily, 7 to 7.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like quiet weather across the central parts of America. Midwest, but we do have a large low pressure system that will make its way across the Rockies and into our area, bringing a little bit of some drizzle across the central parts of the Midwest. It looks like maybe a little bit of some freezing drizzle for Thursday night and heavy snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. After that, definitely going to see some cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Wednesday, mostly sunny mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of drizzle late will drop down to 37. We'll see winds from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, areas of drizzle. Otherwise, cloudy skies, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, slight chance of freezing drizzle. Mostly cloudy skies with a low near 20. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 32. Friday night, partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures at 17 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late December, 41, record high on this date, 67, in 1889. The average low, 21, record low is 15 degrees, below zero, in 1983. Sunset this evening, 5:03, sunrise in the morning at 7:38.
The fun and festivities of the season can also bring extra hazards for our furry friends. Some pet safety reminders today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 20th, the 354th day of the year. Actor Jonah Hill has a birthday, and the internet was born on this day in 1990 when the world's first website went live. Have you made a pet safety check since decorating for the season? If you have a cat, forego the tree tinsel. Eating it can result in serious tummy complications. Some plants are toxic to animals, including holly, lilies, and mistletoe. Poinsettias can be an irritant as well if ingested. Dogs should never eat foods containing grapes, raisins, or currants. They've been associated with canine kidney failure. Keep chocolate away from both cats and dogs. And liquid potpourri is a real danger too. Cats are especially at risk of chemical burns from heated oils. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Samajay Haynes-Jones came off the bench to score 27 points and spur number 11 Wichita State past feisty Arkansas State 89-80 last night. Haynes-Jones, who had scored a combined 1 point in his last three games, had 18 second-half points for the Shockers, who are now 9-2, whose lead was trimmed as low as 4 in the final 3 minutes. Landry Shamet scored 15 of his 18 points in the second half for Wichita State, while Darryl Willis Dallas added 14. The Shockers trailed 57-48 with 17-11 remaining before rallying behind Haynes, Jones, and Shamet. Again, the final last night, 89-80 with the Shocks on top. Next up for the Shockers, they'll play host to Florida Gulf Coast on Friday night. Tonight, it's K-State at Washington State, and tomorrow, KU faces Stanford. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers, from the city's edge to the county line, are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
The morning they've been waiting for is almost here. But don't worry if your Christmas tree could still use a little more love. Walmart's got your back with a great collection of last-minute gifts. The kids will be thrilled to find favorites like Barbie Dreamhouse and Google Home Mini under the tree. And with Walmart's everyday low prices, you can bring even more joy to the big day. So use the Walmart app or head to your local store to bring the holidays home today.
The National Football League announced yesterday that three members of the Kansas City Chiefs have been selected to participate in the 2018 NFL Pro Bowl. Those include Tyreek Hill, that being his second nomination, Kareem Hunt on a first nomination, and Travis Kelce on a third nomination. Hill has played in all 14 games this season, tallying 24 punt returns for 203 yards with one touchdown. Hunt has started all 14 games for the Chiefs during his rookie season, tallying 1,641 scrimmage yards with nine touchdowns. And Kelce has also started at tight end in all 14 games this season, tallying 79 catches for 991 yards with seven touchdowns. The 2018 Pro Bowl will return to Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida, and it'll be televised on ESPN and ESPN Deportes, as well as simulcast on ABC. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball play tipping off Tuesday in girls action. Marysville defeated Valley Heights 48-38, Abilene over Chapman 45-42, Clay Sutter beat Concordia 47-33. Frankfort girls remain undefeated, knocking off top-ranked Waubonsie 48-43, Hanover down Washington County 70-38, Clifton Clyde girls beat Lynn 42-37, Centralia over Troy 58-9. In boys play, Marysville took Valley Heights 64-27, Abilene over Chapman 47-32, Waubonsie defeated Frankfort boys 49-30, Clifton Clyde over Lynn 57-52, and Centralia beat Troy 58-29. College basketball, Kansas State in action at Washington. A late start, 10 o'clock tonight, 9 o'clock pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Marysville Bulldogs sweep a pair hosting Valley High Mustangs in a Tuesday night tip-off. Marysville girls 48-38 victors, unofficially hitting 28-31 free throws, 18-20 in the second half. Led by Sydney Payshaw with 21, she went 10-10 at the line. Marysville with the win, undefeated in seven starts in December. For Valley Heights, Samantha Remitlet scoring with 17. Mustang fall to 3-3. Marysville girls win 48-38. Marysville boys rule the nightcap 64-27. Double-digit lead from the onset. Gabe Hischel led scoring with 29. Tyler Rader hit four trays first quarter alone. He finished 14 as Marysville improves to 6-1. Valley Heights Harrison Blaski scored 10, all in the second half. Mustang fall to 2-3. Marysville 64, Valley Heights 27. Both teams are off for the Christmas break. Marysville back in January hosting Abilene. Valley Heights will host Washington County. Reporting for KNY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
K-State fans, use the Force to start the new year as the Wildcats host Star Wars Day January 1st in Bramlage Coliseum. Tip-off against the Mountaineers is set for 4 p.m., but make sure you arrive early to enjoy pregame activities on the concourse. Wear your best costume for the chance to win prizes, including drones and droids. Tickets start at $12.50 with a Wildcat 4-pack or purchase a $20 Bramlage bundle that includes a game ticket, $10 concessions voucher, and a souvenir from the K-State Superstore. Choose the light side and order your tickets today at kstatesports.com. Hey, Wildcat fans, get in the holiday spirit when your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Northern Iowa Panthers at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 21st in Bramlage Coliseum. Get your holiday photo professionally taken with Willie the Wildcat and wear your favorite ugly sweater for a chance to win an exclusive K-State ugly sweater. Tickets are just $3 at the door with a children's toy donation to Fort Riley's Operation Santa. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order today.
Consider adding a Christmas rose to your wish list for next season's garden. Not a true rose, the flowers do resemble one, and this perennial blooms around Christmas in milder climates and later in colder regions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The colorful parts of the flower are really sepals. These fade to pink and often persist for months in the garden. The evergreen foliage can take a beating during extreme winter weather, but new leaves appear each spring. Hardy in zones 3 to 8, Christmas rose, botanically known as Helleborus niger, is a bit more challenging to grow than the later blooming Helleborus orientalis. They perform best in part to full shade and moist, well-drained soil. Plant them in a sheltered location out of drying winter winds for the greatest success. Once established, they're drought tolerant. Christmas rose does not need regular division and prefers to stay put. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the great courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
At Christmas, we may sing the first Noel. In the United States, this is the only Noel. Confused? Join me on a trip to Christmas City, USA, on this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today.
Dot Harner says her hometown is the only one with this name in the entire country.
In the normal part of the season, it's called Noel, and then at Christmas time, everybody calls it Noel because it's the Christmas city.
N-O-E-L is usually Noel, but after Thanksgiving, it becomes Noel. Back in the 1930s, the post office here began a tradition that remains today.
The postmaster at that time thought it would be a good idea, since we were a Christmas city, to have the Christmas stamp, Christmas tree, and a Christmas wreath, and the name Noel stamped on the cards and sent out.
But it was a well-known singer in the 1940s who popularized sending cards to this town when she mentioned it on the airwaves.
Kate Smith kind of popularized it. She thought it was very nice that this city would do something like that.
Noel's postmaster and Smith remained in touch throughout her lifetime. People will mail their Christmas cards here to receive the special postmaster stamp before they are mailed to their final destination. Thousands of cards swamped this post office in the town of under 2,000 people.
Well, they had over 100,000 back in those days, and now we're doing roughly around 80,000, give or take.
Dot says a volunteer can usually stamp about 500 cards in 1 hour. It's nonstop work for a workforce of over 40 volunteers, but she encourages folks to send their Christmas cards here. The volunteers are ready to stamp the thousands that arrive.
Put the postage on the cards and put them in a big envelope and mail them to the postmaster at Noel.
It's a Christmas tradition at the first and only Noel in the United States. Traveling the countryside in Noel, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Trees have to adapt to their environment, and their body language will tell you how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Go out in the yard and see what your trees are trying to tell you as you're living the country life.
Living
the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We've all seen trees with gnarly branches, odd-shaped trunks, and evidence that they weathered a few hefty windstorms. Trees have very expressive body language and can show us what's going on in their world if we pay attention. Eric Berg is a program leader with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says a tree that's open-grown and exposed to a lot of wind from the south might have a majority of its canopy pushed toward the north and east. Another sign of a tree fighting the wind is what's called buttress roots.
Those are those very large roots that transfer energy from the stem of the tree into the roots and to the soil. And they'll literally have a buttress shape to them, like the bottom of an old Roman pillar. You'll see a very broad base to it. So if you see an oak tree, for example, with very large buttress roots, you can tell it's been taking a lot of wind load or load of some sort and transferring that energy from the stem into the roots and soil.
Trees know when one of their many appendages has been hurt. Say, for instance, there have been insects or borers feeding from the inside of a branch and making it weak. Berg says the tree goes to work sealing the wound by adding more wood to the damaged area. It often looks like a callus.
Over time, because that branch has been weakened and the tree is trying to compensate from that damage, it puts more and more wood there. And so you'll get branches that aren't necessarily round, they're more misshapen. And that's a difference of compression wood or tension wood. And the tree reacting to the things that have been damaging it and trying to add more strength to itself.
Take the time to appreciate that every branch, bark ridge, and oddly shaped stem is a purposeful reaction of your tree responding to its world. Learn more about the body language of trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Heartland Foods reminds everyone that many in our armed forces are serving overseas during the holidays and are missing their family and friends. So take the time to send a card or email their way and wish those brave men and women a Merry Christmas. From the friendly staff here at Heartland Foods in Beatrice.
young farmer advocacy group seeks policy changes to give breaks to young farmers. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join 800-plus farm executives in the U.S. and Canada while discovering business opportunities, gaining invaluable insights, and increasing your competitive advantage at the 2018 Top Producer Seminar. During these few short days, you'll hear from nearly 30 challenging and inspiring speakers who will help take your farm operation to the next level. Keynote speakers include Chris Cook, Brian Dodge, and Eric Snodgrass. Visit TopProducerSeminar.com to view the agenda and to register today.
The National Young Farmers Coalition is hoping that more young people want to become farmers. Andrew Barenberg is the group's national policy director.
We need to find ways to get young people to see agriculture as a viable career option. You look at those demographic trends and the disappearance of family farms and family farmers. I think one reason for that is this generation that came up during the farm crisis of the 80s.
Based on a coalition survey and on USDA Ag Census data, Barenberg says the coalition drafted policy reforms.
The Young Farmer Agenda, for the most part, is focused on federal and state policymakers, but really everyone has a stake in making sure that the next generation of farmers is able to feed their communities and create viable rural businesses.
In tomorrow's show, why young farmers need the help. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. What can we learn about the new USDA report on America's diverse family farms? Stephanie Ho with more.
Robert Hoppe with USDA's Economic Research Service is the author of the just-released report called America's Diverse Family Farms 2017 Edition.
There's quite a few questions on operator characteristics, of course, gender, age, ethnicity, racial groups. Also, we ask questions. A few questions about their off-farm sources of income as well as what they're doing on the farm.
The report also looks at farm income levels.
They are no longer low income and they compare very favorably with all U.S. households as far as wealth is concerned, largely because of the farmland they own.
He says only about 3% of farm households have wealth less than the median level for all U.S. households.
Generally, you don't have large changes from year to year. You know, the changes that do occur are gradual, but they mount up over the years. You know, if you look over a 20-year period, you'll see some fairly major changes, but year to year, things are much more stable.
The report can be found at ers.usda.gov. This is Stephanie Hoff in Washington, D.C.
Well, the USDA announced its intent to withdraw the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices final rule. The National Farmers Union supporting the intent of the rule, saying it would improve the consistency and integrity of the organic livestock practices. NFU Senior Vice President of Public Policy Rod LaRue said it's disappointing by decisions made by USDA, both for American family farmers and consumers. He says currently there's too much inconsistency in how organic certifiers apply animal welfare standards to farming and ranching operations. He said it endangers the label's integrity as well as confusing consumers. The National Pork Producers Council came out in favor of the move. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Still seeing plus signs with corn and Kansas City wheat. The soybeans are still in the red. March corn is up 1 1/4 at 348 and 3/4. May is up 1 1/4 at 357. March KC wheat up 1 at 421 and a quarter. May is up 1 1/4 at 434 and a quarter. Not huge gains, but
Still like to see those plus signs. January beans down one at 9.55. March beans down one and a quarter at 9.65 and a half. All the later months are lower too. January soybean meal is up $1.60 at 3.16.80. March is up $1.50 at 3.20.50. So things look well for soybean meal. Oil is still down. January's down 26 points at 32.96. March bean oil is down 27 points at 33.12. So the issues continue basically for soybeans and soybean oil. Now we're still seeing some issues with the cattle, although December live cattle have come back up 50 at 120.50, but everything else is down, some by more than a dollar. January feeder cattle down 250 at 142.70, so things do not look well for feeder cattle either. March feeders down 252 at 140.77. Later months are all down. Hogs are holding on and doing quite well. February hogs up 137 currently at 68.27. April hogs up 107 at 72.75. So things look good for hogs while we continue to struggle with cattle. And cotton is on quite a rally today. March cotton is up 46 points at 75.49, while May cotton is up 54 points at 75.87. So things look pretty good so far today for cotton. Crude oil is up as well. February crude up 42 cents at 57.98. March crude is up 42 cents at $58 a barrel. So things look better for crude oil today. Gold is up. February gold, make that December gold, is up 430 at 1265. February gold is up 620 at 1270.40. So things look good in the metals markets today. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, midamericaagnetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Yesterday, I shared with you Christmas on the Wisconsin dairy farm. Today, I want to talk about Christmas at church and at a one-room country school. After this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Yesterday, I shared with you that we did not have electricity on the farm until 1947. Since we did not have it on the farm, we did not have it at school or at church. And so we did our Christmas evening programs from a schoolhouse lit by a lead lanterns and a church lit by kerosene lamps that were hung on the walls. But we did have the Christmas present and the Christmas package and the Christmas program and the Christmas gifts that were presented at the school for the annual Christmas program and at church for the annual Christmas program. And both the 8th grade one-room school that I attended filled to capacity, heated by a big wood furnace in the back of the school. And the church, it too was heated by a coal furnace in the church. And again, as I said, kerosene lamps. There weren't any spotlights because there was no electricity. But we'd always have to learn our pieces and say them loudly. loud enough so that our parents could hear them in the back of the school and in the back of the church. And I lost track of the number of times I was told before the program, now you be sure to talk loud enough so we can hear you in the church. And so we did. And in the schoolhouse, I was a star performer as I sang a Yogi Jorgensen song in Scandinavian dialect. That led to one record that I produced called I Just Go Nuts at Christmas later in my life. Some of you may have a copy, some of you may remember, but it was a great time and it's led to great memories. Back with a final word after this message.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cedex lubricants with Cedex gift cards for gallons. You earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 125 gallons of Cedex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases. Purchase now through February 28, 2018. Just visit your farmer's cooperative branch for complete offer details and ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cenex Total Protection Plan.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
I must admit, it's much nicer now to have all the conveniences we have, but my early childhood gave me memories I'll never forget. That's National Farm Report, presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Happy holidays from Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance.
Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer field agronomist Jared Hudson to discuss the digital agronomy trials.
So the Growing Point Agronomy Initiative within Pioneer is really based on the fact that Pioneer has been built on agronomy since its founding. And we have basically 60 years of agronomy research and foundation that really helps support Pioneer as a company. So this was really the first real year for digital agronomy trials. We have done a trial in the past called PKF, or Product Knowledge Foundation Trial, and that was really the starting point. Digital agronomy trials have kind of taken that to the next level. We're using a lot more of the digital technology to put these trials out than what we have in the past. So this was the first year of the full DAP trial, but it's really kind of been in existence now for almost 4 years when we look at where it did come from and evolve from. So the digital agronomy trial, the whole purpose behind it and what it looks like is we'll take our new commercial advancement product, so a corn hybrid that was out this year for the first time in smaller volumes. We had it out on full field scale to where we would run four different seeding rates across multiple soil types so that we can really define what that local population curve is for the new products and even fine-tune soil type placement. So that way, when we do have these products and larger sellable volume for 2018, we don't have to have our customers doing any of the guesswork for placement. We know exactly where these products need to be placed and at what seeding rates. So we're looking at seeding rates on these trials anywhere from 28,000 up to 42,000 to build that nice local seeding rate curve for these new products.
What research has DuPont Pioneer gathered from the digital agronomy trials this year?
So the way we've been using the digital information with these trials is we've created seeding rate scripts through Encirca, and then as harvest has gotten finished up, we've imported the yield information into our Encirca system to be able to analyze each plot on an individual basis, and then we can put that data into a master spreadsheet, so to speak, to give us more of an aggregate look at the data on a hybrid on a larger geography. Should customers want more information around these trials or any others, please contact your local Pioneer sales professional.
Thanks, Jared. Check back with us as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. we've seen some unusual temperature changes so far this fall, and that isn't good for the winter wheat crop. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says autumn temperatures have seen some wild swings.
We had the record-setting warmth across much of the country around Thanksgiving, and then we've seen a dip in temperatures since then. But at the moment, we've seen temperatures rising back above normal to record levels in various parts of the country, and now we're going to head back down again.
Rippey says the extreme temperature shifts cause concern.
This has not been ideal with respect to getting these winter wheat crops and cover crops fully and well established heading into the overwintering or dormancy period.
So what's causing this particular weather pattern?
La Nina, which is one of the culprits for the type of weather we've been seeing, tends to be pretty rough on crops that overwinter. We tend to see a higher abandonment rate during La Nina seasons. And unless something changes as we head on through the rest of the winter and into the spring, I'm afraid we might be heading that direction with a portion of this year's winter wheat crop as well.
And there's been some talk in recent days about a big change coming in our weather.
The big change coming in the weather for the United States is that at the moment, the entire country is experiencing above normal temperatures. And by this time next week, the entire country will be experiencing below normal temperatures.
Rippey says the entire nation will be quite cold on Christmas Day. And since we're talking about Christmas, the outlook for a white Christmas
across the Northwest, briefly stretching as far south as the Sierra Nevada and the Central Rockies, and then that snow will push on eastward, delivering some much-needed snow to parts of the northern plains, including winter wheat areas in Montana.
Here in the central and southern plains, though, mostly just cold and dry. Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.